Yes, sir. Hey, baby, what up, though? What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Dang Romaine, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, the podcast about any and everything, because I already know why. And if you don't know why, because I ain't been here in forever, I just be talking because I got lips. But shit, low-key, I didn't think I was going to hop back on this motherfucker again and shit, but I mean, I got some unreleased episodes, but what's up, though, y'all? I know y'all miss me. Or been checking me out on Keezy TV. I'm gonna check my boy out and shit. He stay working. So I ain't not been working and stuff, but how y'all doing? But before we get into anything, catching up and all this other stuff, y'all already know I gotta pay a couple of bills right quick, so I don't even trip. Boy, this year, 2022 is not fucking around this year. They say, I'm a coming, I'm a go. And this year, it just fucking went. Like, yes, sir, it went. Boy, it's been a crazy little year for me. I can say that. Definitely been a crazy little year, especially the last few months and stuff like that. But it's just like, sheesh. 2023, something got to shake. That's all I know, boy. Hey. Other than my dick, boy, something got to shake in 2023, boy, because shit got to shake like leaves around this bitch. And I ain't talking about how Kanye been shaking up the world and motherfucking everything and shit. Speaking of shaking up the world, before we even get into it, let me get a few moments of silence. RIP Takeoff. Motherfuckers know me and stuff. No, Takeoff is like my third, other than like the old head, the new generation, Takeoff like now number one favorite rapper out of Atlanta, out of Georgia. He lost his life to some like stupid gambling that then just wrong place, wrong time and shit like that. But when I found out that morning that he ended up getting killed, it was too hard to believe, but then again, they rapper, so I can't believe it. But like I said, before we even hop into that, let's get a moment of silence real quick. RIP Takeoff, long live the Rocket. In case some of y'all don't know, Takeoff, Migos. Mama! My favorite Migos, the reason why I listen to some of them songs lately and stuff like that. Or I made sure to take off on a song and stuff, I'm listening to it. Because I know he got the hardest verse on that motherfucker. Like I said, he ended up getting killed in the wrong place, wrong time. And the situation ain't had nothing to do with him. He there with Quavo, his nephew. They just dropped a new CD out, so they probably just doing shit. They with Mob Ties and all of them niggas and shit. And you know what I'm finally realizing about Mob Ties? I'm just really not getting into Mob Ties and shit. Like, I ain't know Drake. That's what Drake was talking about this whole time. Jay Prince and all of them. Jay Prince Jr. and all of them. Them niggas might be cursed. Or them niggas just evil and stuff like that. Because you got different situations or events and like stuff like that that happen down there in Texas. And it's always Jay Prince Jr. or somebody else or Mob Ties involved in it. And what rapper or somebody getting killed. But it's like, me knowing that as a rapper, I wouldn't even want to come to Texas or even be around them and stuff like that. Not just saying that I'm pussy or something because I'm a rapper. But it's just like, if it's not good or and if it's bad, just stay away from bad. It's plain and simple like that. Then it was like occasions that you just keep hearing about Jay Prince Jr., Mob Ties, and Jay Prince about some bullshit that keep happening and stuff like that. Granted, motherfuckers shouldn't have been shooting no dice at no 3 o'clock in the a.m. at a bowling alley party anyways and stuff like that, especially when the place was closed. But then again, it's just like, I've been in that life. I know how I go. I like shooting dice, so if a game pop off, I'm probably jumping that motherfucker. But they say one of the motherfuckers got into a Quavo. They got some words back and forth happening and stuff like that. And then it's just like, just regular nigga shit probably. But then it's like, it's money on the line. So then again, it go past regular nigga shit, especially when it's a lot of money on the line too. So it's like, you got to be careful with that type of stuff like that. Like I said, a nigga probably got bad aura around him and karma, so you probably felt it around him and stuff like that. So then, like everybody say, take off, don't fuck with nobody. He mind his, he chilled. They say that's what he was on when he got killed and stuff. Just mind to him, being great like he be and stuff. Being cool like he be. And unfortunately, after Quavo got into with my mans and stuff like that, and just minding his business, Takeoff ended up getting shot a couple of times. At first, they was trying to say it was from his own side of the party and stuff. On his own phone, because people was doing that shit. But, they arrested a couple of people suspected of murdering Takeoff, but the fact that it was like a crowd of people and the police still talking about ain't nobody really volunteering or coming up and stuff enough of information is fucking crazy. Because then it's like, that's not no killer that you just be like, oh, turn the other cheek, he got what he deserved and stuff like that. Like, that's fucking Takeoff. Good green tea, by the way. That's fucking Takeoff. So just like, somebody need to step up. The one young lady that did step up to say something, to try to say it wasn't over a dice game. It was over some other stuff with Quavo and the other dude and stuff. They try to say she was clout chasing, but it's like, motherfuckers speak up, now they clout chasing. But it's like, y'all dragging that man's name through the mud and stuff. And what's so ignorant about the internet and stuff like that, I seen, as soon as I get on Facebook or Twitter, one of the posts and stuff like that, because PNB Rock ended up getting killed too, RIP. But they try to say his girlfriend was his reason of him getting killed because she shared the location. Come to find out, or they accuse her of doing that and stuff like that, tearing her down. Fuck the fact that she does witness her baby daddy get killed in front of her and then almost getting killed herself. Then it's just like somebody that was really probably taking care of her. So it's like, you lost that. Then somebody that you loved and like your child father. So it's like, for a motherfucker to see that, damn, witness it firsthand and stuff like that, it's trauma and it's heartbreaking and stuff like that. Then, even if she did get on the internet, she got to see and hear about motherfucker talking about she set him up and a whole bunch of other stuff. Then to come to find out, the nigga that ended up killing PNB Rock was just a dad and a son sitting in the parking lot with the mother. That's on some humbug shit. That's on some random shit that's out there. Not did it because his baby mama panned the location, just because they seen a nigga walk in a bad area and just seen a lick. But the lick went wrong and shit, because nowadays these niggas ain't got no code and no effort, acne. No, morals and stuff like that. So it's just like, me and nigga just kill just to kill and stuff like that. They said he ended up tussling with him and stuff like that. But then it's like, boy, he ended up killing him, was young as hell. So it's like, nigga, you could have said that goofy shit. Then your people got you out here on a bold-ass mission like that. Just for all y'all to go down and shit. Like, his pops is fucked up more than son and shit. Because it's like, you led your son to that path, down that road to even think about robbing somebody instead of even playing some sports, getting a job, helping somebody, or doing something different other than robbing and taking somebody hard work on shit. And like I was saying, though, they accused, I seen a post talking about, I hope y'all go in on Quavo like y'all did his baby, like PNB baby mama and stuff, because they're trying to say Quavo got Takeoff killed and stuff because of the argument. But it's like, a bullet ain't got nobody name on it either. So I was like, that bullet could have been for Quavo. It could have been for anybody. Unfortunately, my boy Takeoff had to take that motherfucker. And I'm sick about it. Especially at the time when the Migos ain't even cool right now. Or they not even on like a solid page together. Like, they are broken up. Granted, all the real Migo fans, they know about Quavo and Takeoff holding it down while Offset was locked up and shit. And they was making good music and stuff like that. But it's like, situation like that, it's unfortunate. And then you hear motherfuckers say the rappers got the hardest job in the world. they do and they don't. A lot of that is self-inflicted. Stuff like that. Everybody want to fake it till they make it just to be like a rapper and stuff like that. Not knowing or knowing we still in a fucked up climate. Inflation. High than a motherfucker. You got to look the part. Or you got to have a part to do this and that. Or just even talk to most of these females nowadays. You ain't no shit weird as hell nowadays and stuff like that. But it's just like, ain't no morals and common sense out here. Ain't no humanity for real. And motherfuckers that's out here doing stupid shit like that, they not thinking like at least criminals in the head or criminals in the past. They like, they mapped their shit out. They planned it. Most of these motherfuckers out here doing shit today don't even plan shit. That's why they just out here doing shit and crashing. Not even making no sense. Just taking lives because they're not thinking about tomorrow. They're just thinking about right now. And trying to be it. But like I said, RP Takeoff. We even lost Trouble this year. That fucked me up too. We lost Trouble, RP Trouble. A lot of these rappers are motherfucking dying and stuff like that. It's sad to see him like Trouble. He ended up getting killed on some humbug shit that's over Girl House. I might have talked about this on here on the past episode. Yeah, Trev ended up getting killed for being at a girl house like that. And I understand that situation too, because it's like, I ain't gonna say now, but back in the day and shit, like I used to spend a night at a shorty house that I either was just kicking it on. She got niggas coming through or got a nigga and shit like that. So it's like, anything could have happened. Because then again, most of these niggas don't even fuck with me like that, especially when it comes to these bitches and stuff like that. But these rappers, they out here dying fast. So I say, parents, if your child want to be a rapper, don't even let them be a rapper. If you do let them be a rapper, don't let them be no gangster rapper, no I keep it real rap rapper and stuff like that. Man, make that motherfucker go back to having fun. We need more fun rap. I don't care for these dances and stuff like that. Make these motherfuckers dance and stuff like that. Hip hop need to get back to like the old school ABC, rhythm and rhymes and stuff like that. It's because how fucked up it is today. It ain't working. That drill music shit, that shit dead. First of all, it sounds stupid as fuck. And to see music go this far off is crazy. Because it's like, I'm a music head. My top five genre for this year was hip-hop, R&B, R&B soul, spiritual R&B and something else. It was like, you gotta have that balance, motherfuckers. Wake up on YouTube and listen to gangster shit and go to sleep listening to gangster shit. You listening to all that gangster shit all day, you gonna try to want to be gangster on top of playing a game, on top of being struggling, on top of you gotta do this or you gonna be a hoe and shit. What happened to niggas fighting and taking the ass whooping and stuff like that? Damn, shit does change nowadays and shit. Shit, this year told me too. Your homies will switch up on you. Your homies will switch up on you over a hoe all day. But that's not nothing new though. That's been happening since the beginning of time and stuff like that. But it's just like, it's unfortunate because there's too much pussy going on out here. There's too much out here. Then for a motherfucker to be backstabbing their homeboys and stuff like that. Over with a solid relationship, over probably just some temporary pussy, because ain't nobody really out here getting married no more either. So it's like, or being in a relationship, or even being faithful. It's fucked up out here in 2022, y'all. That's why I say something got to shake in 23, y'all. Other than the leaves of my dick and shit, shit got to shake. Yeah. The self-destruction of black woman is crazy. The female. Like, I'm old enough to remember times and TVs and stuff like that. That motherfucker told, told a female back in the day she had a fat ass or something, she got insulted. Nowadays, you tell a bitch she ain't got no ass, she felt insulted and shit. Man, it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. When the motherfucker started liking all this ass and stuff like that, I'm a titty man myself. Now, all these motherfuckers out here, most of these motherfuckers I see on the internet, they don't even get a body of chance to develop and stuff like that. They young females and stuff like that. But it's just like that, that now culture, you got to do this, you got to be popping and stuff like that. Everybody going out to go get their body done and just to go do the same shit, sell a boutique, sell some hair, sell some lip gloss, sell this and that. And now they got some weird other shit going on with some misogynists and stuff like that. But it's just like, y'all doing all of this, what, just to look alike? Just to be thick? Just to have a nigga just to fuck on you, stealing shit because you look like the next bitch. So it's like you're not getting nothing special, or you're not doing nothing special or standing up, really. So it's just like, and they can say that. And so, but I see Gorilla and Coralie and shit, shout them two out. And they trying to bring the little naturals back, the little skinny skinnies, petite. But shit, I hope they stay the same and encourage other motherfuckers, these young girls, to stay the same and don't go rushing out to get a BBL and all this other crazy stuff like that. Love yourself first. Love yourself first. Motherfucker did that and came back to loving yourself and, morals and, family oriented, life would be probably be better. I ain't gonna say it's gonna be all the way better, but it'd be somewhat better. It'll help. You have structure then. Nobody out here really got structure no more. Because every day you can turn on the TV, or not even fan on the TV, every day you can open your phone up and just watch it. Like, most of the time I get my news from the shade room. So this is like, you can go in the shade room and find something. Or even local, like the one motherfucker that ran from the police and shot at the police had a whole dead body in their trunk. Like, what? Like, how you even riding around a city like that, knowing you got a whole dead person in the back, a whole mother? But it's just like, I don't know. Mental health is a real thing out here nowadays, and most motherfuckers need to get back to it. They say most of these children growing up too fast and stuff like that, or too stressed out, some statistics like that, but it's like, turn these phones off, get off the internet. But the internet is a new hangout spot. I don't fucking need to get back outside this regular and shit. But it's definitely Christmas time. Motherfuckers going crazy and stressing themselves out just to buy some materialistic shit. No, we in an inflation. Everything is high. I have seen a lot of motherfucking reports saying that some people are just trying to volunteer this season just to get back to being normal and stuff like that, to help out and stuff like that, just to help other people out, just to feel better about themselves and stuff like that. But it's just like, I don't know what, how I look. I don't celebrate Christmas because I don't like the way motherfuckers to kill themselves for Christmas and stuff like that. Like, the store finally started closing on Thanksgiving now and stuff like that. Before, it was like, they wasn't nobody kicking it on Thanksgiving because you was already in line at the store trying to get a electronic appliance that you already got last year. But it's like, yeah. Ooh, excuse me. The green tea ain't hot enough, y'all. I need a hotter. But, yeah. Blue Whip, even like, like I said, the internet is a crazy place. Like, Blueface and Chris Rock. Clearly, that is a wild-ass domestic violence relationship. And it also seemed like Blueface really need the help or get out that fucking relationship because he just one hit away from being a motherfucking bad guy. They can promote the Shade Room and all the other blogs and stuff like that. They'll promote her hitting him or doing some other shit all day. But it was like, if it was the other way around, even if, like, she showed a picture of him with two black eyes and stuff like that. Could you imagine if he did that? Like, showed a picture on live of her having two black eyes? They'd try to kill that man. They'd put that man in jail. But since a female is doing it, they're trying to say it's cool or that's how she is and stuff like that. I don't know. That's not cool or right at all and stuff like that. No female should be putting their hands on no man. And no man should be putting their hands on no female. Because at the end of the day, that's not no good equal fight. And even if it is, that's not a fight nobody should be really having and stuff like that. With them and stuff like that, they're too successful and rich. And they can just walk away and just figure it out, stuff like that. Because from the shit of it, they still not even faithful. They together, but they do weird shit on the side. They fight all the time. That's toxic as fuck. And speaking of, I'm a toxic motherfucker sometimes. I'm not bragging about it, but it's like I did shit toxic. And I ain't gonna say I do it now and stuff, but like that. Cause I ain't really fucking with nobody, but it's like, I had a female whoop on me, then pull a gun out on me and shit. It's like, that's my line. Like, I can do the hitting, not even. It's like, I'm not even, I can't even do the hitting. I can say that no more and shit. Because I'm 33. I did it when I was younger with my ex. Like, all that other shit, that shit dead for the burden. Because I'm not nobody punching bag. And plus, that shit not cool. Like, man, what? Like I said, it only take one time for you to be the bad guy. And it ain't like you want to do it. It's just a motherfucking reflex or it's just like enough was enough. So it's like, yeah, that shit dead. And they stay promoting that. I ain't got a TV show coming out. I ain't going to lie. I ain't sit here and say I'm not going to watch it. I'm entertained by them too when they not fighting. I'm not gonna say I'm not even entertained with them and two and stuff like that. I probably won't even watch them and shit. I got into it because of girly and stuff like that. But it's like, yeah. Shit like that, dead. But we living in weird ass times. I know I touched on it or said something or started to talk about it, but then I just cut it off or stopped. And I low-key wasn't even going to talk about it at all, and I still kind of hesitate. That's why I'm still talking and walking around the bush with it. But Kanye West is fucking crazy. I don't know what type of medicine that nigga is not taking or how chemically imbalanced that boy off. That motherfucker is crazy. Like, He like one of the motherfuckers off of Get Out, because he definitely like a white person in a black person body with too much power and too much, I ain't gonna say too much, but he got a loud voice. A voice that'll listen. A lot of motherfuckers telling me wrong, like, to the point, like, nigga, you lost $600 million in one day. You know you doing the most. Me losing $100 million would have calmed me the fuck down, but me losing $600 million, granted, he's still $400 million up. He's not a billionaire no more. He lost a couple of jobs. He lost a few jobs and stuff like that. But it's like, me losing $600 million, boy, y'all would have never got me on another platform and say shit unless I was rapping. But then that boy know he wasn't supposed to talk about them white people. Then again, it's like the same white people you talk about, you kissing their ass now. But it's like, his people around him is like kind of fucked up. It's like, no. I would have told him, like, I would have to quit her. I was like, man, my boy, you can't keep walking around like that. For first of all, you hurting too many groups of cultures and ethnic races and stuff like that. First, you tear down the black race, then you tear down the Jewish community, then you support Hitler and stuff like that. But it's like, nigga, you don't want to told us George Bush don't care about black people. Now here you're turning around this shit. Kanye West, aka Ye, don't even care about black people. But it's like, you know, man, you ain't got to do all that. So then I was like, you taking off most of the stuff, like, you doing is really getting all the great stuff that you had done before is getting pushed under the rug. Before motherfuckers still say, he's Kanye West still, he make good music and stuff like that. Now every time I hear Kanye West, he said this, he said that, he got dropped and he did that and shit. So it's like, the motherfucker not even talking about the music no more with you. With him. Dream Girls. I'm watching Jeopardy and just answer the question. I be knowing them bitches. That's my movie though. But yeah. But somebody around that motherfucker got to at least tell him all that stuff like that. Even if I wouldn't even want no views like that, that bad for him to even come on my show and talk bad about that many people and stuff like that. Because I feel like that'll reflect on me, which it don't and won't, because of this thing about the one person. Then he teaming up with other stuff, like people that got banned for hate speech and stuff like that too. So I was like, it's not a good look. Not a good look for a black man at all and stuff. Because rich or not, the richest black man in America, or whatever he was called and stuff like that, at the end of the day, they still gonna look at you just like another fucking nigga. And treat you just like another fucking nigga. That's why they can take your shit away. And if it wasn't for your music and stuff like that, you probably wouldn't have nothing. But you build your name up with your music and stuff like that, but now you're sitting here tearing it down. And I know there's people sick for this nigga acting like that. He acting like a coon, a big coon. They got Herschel Walker down there running up for the Senate seat down there in Atlanta. They say he out there cooning too and shit. I'm like, come on, man. Man, I better blame that shit on that CTE with that nigga, Herschel Walker. They say he played with the soft helmets. So it's like, man. But it's like, they found a motherfucker like that and just hype him up and shit like that. But then people love celebrities, so he a celebrity, so they gonna hype him up even more. And then they keep coming out with all these killer documentaries. Like, what's the boy name? Jeffrey Dahmer, paparazzi nigga and shit. Like, I'm old enough to remember. I ain't gonna say I'm old enough to remember, but I'm really not, because I didn't know. But I knew of him, like the name and stuff like that. I never knew he was a real person, real talk. Never knew Jeffrey Dahmer was a real person. Then it come out the movie, I see this and all the other stuff. It's like, how would y'all even promote this or even want to make a film about this? I mean, granted, it was educational for me because, like I said, I never knew. I didn't think it was real, but then it's like, a lot of stuff he was doing, I ain't know, or how he was doing and stuff like that, I just didn't know. So I watched it just to watch it. But it's like, come to find out, y'all re-bringing all this stuff up, re-traumatizing, like, families and stuff like that. They had to deal with that and probably just not getting over it, having dealt with it and stuff like that. Then y'all not even paying these people, which is kind of fucked up. Ain't no kind of fucked up. It is fucked up. But it's like, you, what I notice and stuff like that, you can get paid off of hate, misery, and this is all bad shit. I ain't gonna say all bad shit, but mostly bad stuff like that you can get paid off of. '23 gotta shake, boy, cause can't keep going out like this with these celebrities and stuff like that. Then too many people looking up to these motherfuckers. That's the crazy part. So it's just like, y'all motherfuckers know y'all got a big platform and voice and people gonna follow y'all. So it's like, how y'all doing this? Not even being accountable. Like, they jumped on Kyrie ass, boy. I'm so sick. They jumped on Kyrie ass for reposting a movie that he didn't make, he didn't star in, he didn't write, he didn't direct, he didn't put out, he didn't show. But they jumped on this nigga ass and told this nigga he anti-Semitic and stuff like that. Could have reposed. Fuck that the movie that's on Amazon and been on Amazon and nobody said nothing, but now it's a big problem because Kyrie reposted it and stuff like that. didn't say too much about it and stuff, just reposted it in the reporter, got in his face and said something about it and stuff like that. Not Kyrie, all this and all that and stuff like that. Kyrie, one of the, like, the greatest man I heard from the NBA besides LeBron and stuff. When the first pandemic happened and WNBA wasn't playing and had to go in that bubble, they wasn't getting paid. Kyrie was paying them out of his pocket. Now I motherfucking want to jump on his throat about some hoe-ass shit that he didn't even fucking do. Shaq and all of them. LeBron, too. LeBron disappointed me with that hoe-ass shit. All them other commentaries like Charles Barkley, Shannon Sharp, and a whole bunch of other ones and shit. It's suspected. But Shaq, nah, I wasn't expecting that. But then Shaq, that movie came out in your movie theater. So it was like, you shitting on Kyrie when it came out and you made money off of it. Kyrie ain't even make money off the post. That's the crazy thing about it. And y'all jumped on a black man for reposting the shit about a movie. But y'all ain't jump on a white man for making a movie or even allowing it to sit on his motherfucking platform. And Amazon ain't no little ass platform. Amazon is number one. The richest nigga in the world is an Amazon nigga. So motherfucker to be mad at Kyrie over some shit he reposted? It's fucking ridiculous. But then they got this picture circulating around with Jerry Jones stopping these black kids back in the Jim Crow era days and stuff like that from going to school. But they just pushed that under the rug. Like the sports outlet, Sports Center, and all the other motherfuckers who have something to say about Kyrie, they ain't say shit about that. You a black man, motherfucking, then you old enough to even remember that time. Some of y'all are. They was speaking on Kyrie's name like that and shit, but then it's like, y'all parents wasn't... The way they did Kyrie was bold as hell, and the way they looked at Jerry Jones in that picture and shit, just like it wasn't nothing. He was 14. It wasn't nothing. He was just a curious bi-looker and shit. Fuck that. Emmett Till was 14, and they killed that nigga for nothing. They beat that little boy like he, man, like he was a fucking pedophile or something and shit. All for something that he ain't even do. He got accused of something that he ain't even fucking do. But they just say, oh, it's Jerry Jones. That's an old white man. An old white man can't tell him he's not racist or ain't got no part of type of racism in him and shit. And it was like, Jay Williams wanted you to get on there like how y'all wanted Kyrie to do all this other shit. Man, gave Kyrie a fucking list to come back to play basketball. Nike cut him and shit. Like, and I don't even fuck with Nike no more and shit for real. But then it's like, Jay Williams just told that nigga, how come Jerry Jones don't get on there and denounce racism and stuff like that? He still don't. Even with all that shit that go on in NFL, Jerry Jones don't speak up and say nothing. The cap, Kyle Kaepernick and a whole bunch of other shit, Jerry Jones don't speak up and say shit. But since he's the owner of the American team, Dallas Cowboys, first of all, fuck the Cowboys. There ain't no American motherfucking team and shit. Sorry ass niggas and shit. And the last time he won a motherfucking Super Bowl and shit. If any team is an American team, I'd say New England Patriots. But fuck the Cowboys, fuck Jerry Jones and shit, and fuck Shaq. Yeah, I said it. I don't mean shit on no black man and shit, but even with Shaq going back and forth with Kanye and stuff like that, but it's like, motherfuckers don't want to admit, like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have spoke up or said anything. Or not even just saying that, but just like, nigga, shut the fuck up sometimes. Granted, Shaq do a lot of good things and shit, but it's just like, nigga. First of all, y'all an NBA family, stick up with your brother. If not, shut the fuck up. For the minute, I don't want feeling shit like that. I'm feeling shit like that at all. But boy. They say motherfucking, they say the baby got blackballed. I say, I can see why the nigga got blackballed. He shitted on his baby mama. They say he made some wrong remarks about the gay people. And he got to talking about how you fucked Megan Thee Stallion. Knowing Megan going through her shit. So it's like, first of all, I don't know if I just knew y'all was already fucking, but then you out here broadcasting your shit like abroad. I'm like, nigga, that's lame shit. Like, nigga, you're not blackball. Them females not fucking with you no more. That's all. Them gay people and females not fucking with you no more and shit because you on some ham ass shit. Like, that's little boy shit. Like, nigga, you the baby. You ain't got to do all that. Niggas rock with you, for real. My nigga Charleston White, boy, that's the funniest nigga on the internet right now, I'm trying to tell y'all. But he speak facts. A lot of motherfuckers don't like him and stuff because of the way he deliver his message and stuff like that. But then again, he's speaking facts. He's speaking from like an old head, because he is an old head, but it's like, how he deliver his message not wrong, it's just how he delivering it, I guess. But it's like, I mean, I guess, to me, I feel like he did it right and stuff like that. If he was just sitting here calm, quiet, not talking to how motherfucker, how he talk and stuff like that, nobody would probably heard him and stuff like that. But since he turned up talking the way these rappers and other people talking about the dead when they disrespect them and stuff like that, now it's a problem. When he not saying nothing wrong at all, he speak about the gang culture, how black men do all this and stuff like that. But then he say he played roles. It was like, that's a role motherfuckers need. And say he gonna close all the trap houses down if he in a community with some kids and stuff like that. He gonna call the police. And just like the Atlanta prosecutor said, shit, if you want to commit crimes and rap about it, don't do it in Atlanta. Don't do it in Fulton County. That's all she knows and stuff like that. But it's just like, motherfucker out here just weird. Like, I want to yell free YSL, but it's like, they say they did that shit. There ain't no point in talking about free some killers and stuff like that. Freedom black man for the show, but a lot of motherfuckers ain't got nothing to do with that shit either, but it's like, yeah, motherfuckers get jammed up because they want to be too real in their music and stuff like that, or even talk reckless and stuff like that. It's no code nowadays with these street niggas and quote-unquote street niggas and stuff like that. No code. I ain't about to hold you. I got going with new bed, boo. So I'm going to let y'all have y'all morning, night, day, or whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference, and tell everybody. That nigga Dame made one episode and dipped out again. All right. We out of here, dog. Y'all stay blessed and enjoy y'all year. Stay safe. Always. You know, man.